This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله نشهد يا رسول الله أنك قد أديت الأمانة وبلغت الرسالة ونصحت الأمة وكشف الله بك الغمة وجاهدت في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاك اليقين فجزاك الله عنا خير ما جزى نبيا عن أمته ورسولا عن رسالته أما بعد يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, continue مدارج السالكين الاستقامة. The lecture series that we started after Ramadan because we want to keep that shuhna, keep that battery charged, keep that heart pulsing with the name of Allah, the sunnah of Rasulullah. We want to hold on to the straight path, and that's why we say, those who say, Amantu billah, thumma istaqim. When Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, what do I do? Tell me something in Islam, I don't ask anybody else after you. He says, Qul amantu billahi thumma istaqim. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا and so on. See, if it's all about istiqamah, when Prophet Muhammad ﷺ was asked, "What? Ask, tell me something, I won't ask anybody else after you. He says, I believe in Allah and then therein, hold on to the straight path, and that's what we're trying to do because it's very easy to waver on the hearts. Very easy for us to let go, especially when shayateen and ins wal jinn are now released. And so on. So we're trying to hold on, going through certain books and certain series of the ulama, the scholars that will teach us. And that's exactly the topic we're going to talk about today, which is ilm, knowledge. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala narrates so many ayat, 860 ayat revolving in the Quran, revolving around ilm, knowledge, scholars, and everything else derived around that subject. So it's that important. So let's find out what is it all about. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you say that Allah is my Lord, and then you steadfast, hold on to that straight path, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised you abundance of good in this life and the hereafter. So let's find out this path of seeking knowledge. What's it about? What's the reward? What do I have to do? And what are the categories? Because there is narration that says, Man arafa nafsa arafa rabba. If you know yourself, you will know your Lord. Wa fi anfusikum afala tubsirun. In thyself, in yourself, look at yourself, look at your ibham, look at your fingerprint, look at the eyes, look at the heart, look at how we created. But we created only an outer shell, but there's a ruh, there's a soul, there's a spirit, for lack of a better translation. And a aql, a mind. You understand that we are, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ We elevated and honored the human being. This is, وَرَزَقْنَاهُ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ Everything we've given you. وَفَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَىٰ كَثِيرًا مِمَّا خَلَقْنَا تَفْضِيلًا كَثِيرًا We have raised you and honored you because of that. Because you have your different. You are the highest level. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we raised you high. We elevated you. Because you have what it takes. And some of the scholars says you were created for three reasons. To know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to know Islam and to know Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's all about knowledge, knowledge, knowledge. So if you know yourself, you know your Lord. If you don't know yourself, you will not know your Lord because you are an ayah. You are a miracle. You are a mu'jiza in itself. Because if you see that creation of Allah subhanahu wa jalla bi'ula and the sciences and the knowledge that is created about you, books, scholars, scientists, universities, People dedicate their whole lives just to find out how many cells, chromosomes, and what you're made of and all of that. Look at the string theory. If you've noticed how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the miracle of your creation, the miracle of your creation is an indication of the miracle of Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi'ala. That's why we're telling you at least know yourself and what you were created for, hence you understand. Even know that you're created with all these miracles in your body, without that ruh, there's nothing, it's just a shell. You understand, even though you have the eye, as we mentioned before, your eye is 20/20. But you still need a light to be able to see. In dark, you will not be able to see. So you understand even everything, that every item we have, without the ruh, it will be just a, another item that we have. And the mind keeps you, the difference between you and anything else. This amana that Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ala has bestowed upon us, is that a trustworthiness. Even though he offered it to any of his creation, فَأَبَيْنَا يَحْمِلْنَهَا وَأَشْفَقْنَا مِنْهَا وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانِ. This amana, this taklufa, this deen, everything that we have, the obligation, the knowledge, what to do, what not to do. The scholars, there's so many opinions on what the taklufa is about and the amana is about. The opinion that is comprehensive is that deen kulluhu amana. Everything about us is amana. Everything we do is an amana. It's not amana that you just have money and you trust somebody with it and you give it back. No, no. Everything we do, so we talked about the dua, everything that we do, the ibadah is an amana. Your whole life is an amana. Your relationship with your everyone around you is an amana. Everything and the relationship between you and Allah is an amana. We sort of deferred about the three things. About you and yourself, you and your creation, and you and others. And we talked about it in series of khutbas before. So let's talk about this amana here. The scholars will tell you there are three types and four types. Those من يدري ويدري أنه يدري فهو عالم فاتبعه. ومن يدري ولا يدري أنه يدري فهذا غافل فنبهوه. ومن لا يدري ولا يدري أنه لا يدري فهذا جاهل فعلموه. ومن لا يدري ولا يدري أنه لا يدري فهذا شيطان فاحذروه. Four types. A knowledgeable scholar, very eminent, very firm on his knowledge. And he knows that he's knowledgeable. You say, that is a scholar, follow him. And very few of them, wallahi, may Allah help us, wallahi. Nowadays, I'm talking about the scholars that they don't sell their deen with the dunya. Worse yet, the scholars that they sell their deen with somebody else's dunya. You understand? You know, tamam efendim. Could you give me, please, can you, Sheikh, I'm not going to mention names, you know what I'm talking about. Can you please give me a fatwa that this haram thing becomes halal? Yes, sir. What would you like? What color would you, how would you like it, man? This is the guys that that have the thing and the stuff and, you know, whatever. Wallahi, when they go to university now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling what they're waiting for them. You know, the students kick them out now. They actually curse them. Did you know that? You haven't seen it yet? You will know. You will know what I'm talking about. But we're talking about the scholars that actually, you know what, that when they say, ماذا يصنع أعدائي بي? What will my enemies do to me? What will they do? Can they oust me? Go ahead. If they oust me, it's a hijrah ma Allah. I'm looking at this beautiful, beautiful creation of Allah. I say, I'm doing it for the sake of Allah. What will they do? Prison me? If they imprison me, خَلْوَى مَعَ اللَّهِ I'm alone with Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula. They kill me, if they kill me, فَمَوْتِي فِي اللَّهِ شَهَادًا It's martyr. مَاذَا يَصْنَعُ أَعْدَائِي بِي إِنَّ This is his jannah. His jannah is right here. His jannah is right in heart. His jannah is with his relationship with Allah. That's his jannah. So why? Because he understood what it means. He has the knowledge. And I'll tell you the proof of that. There's one ayah in the Quran that scholars will tell you, if you understand what this means, it suffices everything. There's one thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to ask him to increase him up. What was that? Increase me wealth. Increase me in business. Increase my advertising. Ya Allah, increase my likes on Facebook. Ya Allah, make me. Is that what the increase, ya akhi? No. He's waqul rabbi zidni. Ilma, Allahu Akbar. Isn't that amazing? Couldn't that be enough for us? Because if you really understand that, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ Ya akhi, understand that what it means, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to ask him, Oh Allah, increase my knowledge. He wasn't increasing anything else. Increase my knowledge. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, raising those who actually, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. You understand, only those who are knowledgeable people understand the stature of Allah, the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything that Allah has given us, why we were created, why we're doing things, why we don't do things. So now they understand the higher you go, the more the closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The higher you go, the closer to Allah. I don't mean literally. I mean the higher in ilm and knowledge. You will understand how much you have to lose if you lose that knowledge. And that's why you will find the scholars are very afraid, very humbled. Because they understand what's there to lose. You've worked so hard to acquire this. You've worked so hard to be among the chosen one. Because Allah chooses you. إِنَّ لِلَّهِ رِجَالِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have people working on their behalf. What are they doing? مَفَاتِيحْ لِلْخَيْرِ مَغَالِيقْ لِلْشَرْءِ. Those who open the keys of goodness and close the gates of evil. May Allah make us among them. And those who are the ones that acquire knowledge, those who took the path, it's not an easy path. Wallahi, one of my, this poor slave of Allah, Mashaykh, he said, if you get on this pulpit, ضَعْ رَأْسَكَ عَلَىٰ كَفِّكَ. He told me, wallahi, he said that. He said that if you get on this pulpit, put your neck, put your head on your palm. You are killed. You are going to be a suicide. It's like, don't say that word. I mean, I'll let you understand. Assassinated, that's what I meant to say. You will be assassinated whether you like it or not, from the others or our own. So the people who fish for fault, ya Sheikh, you said that, wallahi, this is marfu'. This, you know, there's a you know, hadith, this is the Muslims, they will not be concentrating on the message, they will only concentrate on what the Sheikh, you know, has made a mistake on. It's fine, I understand. And then we have the other issues. So this path is not easy. Where is the proof? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the scholars will say 6 months before he received the revelation, what did he do? He said he's seen a ru'ya, a vision. He's preparing, so we have to also learn from that. The stages that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, including Luqman al-Hakim advised to his own son, you'll see the trend is the same. He says first 6 months, 6 months seeing a ru'ya, and you will see it in the following morning to be coming true. So he's preparing him. After that cut off, longing, you want it, because if you want this ilm, you have to have the passion for it. You have to have the patience for it. You have to have the sincerity, which we talked about last week, and that's why it's leading up to ilm. So we first set the heart, the love between each other, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's the source of the heart. And we said the source of the heart, the purity of it, is comes through ikhlas. And if you want to have ikhlas in seeking the knowledge, and that's why the Madarij al-Salikin is in that order. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him that, after this, the first word was what? Revealed in the Qur'an. Iqra, acquire knowledge, recite, read. Read, my brothers and sisters, we are the ummah of knowledge. Look at our history. We've changed the world because of that. No one can deny the fact. They may fight us on different fronts, but they will never take the history that we led the ummah. We led medicine. We led math. We led everything. Because it was us. Look at Asma'i the Ahlabi and all the scholars of Islam. We changed the world by knowledge. So we have to go back. We have to go back to that. Seeking ilm al-deen al-teen. I understand there is difference, but we will give you, inshallah, GPS to get there, inshallah. After acquiring knowledge, which is iqra, that's the third stage, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Now, if you acquire knowledge, what do you do with your knowledge? You have to implement it. So you have to put your knowledge into action. Ilm and amal. Knowledge and action, twins of faith. وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرِ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Only believe only, akhi, we said that before 3,000 times. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. So he told Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, acquire knowledge, then قُمْ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Establish that. Establish قِيَامُ اللَّيْلِ. Not نِيَامُ اللَّيْلِ, my brothers and sisters. قِيَامُ اللَّيْلِ. Let's get back up. Let's get on our feet. Let's acquire knowledge and put the knowledge into action. After this, what do you say? Now you're ready. You have the knowledge. You have the patience. You have the sincerity. You have everything that you know. And you implemented your knowledge. What does he say after that? قُمْ فَأَنْذِرْ. You're ready. You're ready to go ahead and tell people what to do, what not to do. Because you walk the talk, and so on and so forth. And after that, he says, وَلِرَبِّكَ فَصْبِرْ. That's what we're talking about. Be patient, because it's going to take some patience. It's going to take some fending off, and so on. And be also knowing that you're harmed. How the scholars before us actually were harmed. How they were steadfast. How Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahmatullah, and all the scholars, may Allah be pleased with them, and have mercy upon them. How much they were dragged, how much they, Abu Hanifa Nu'man rahmatullahi alayh, how much he was harmed with the Khalifa, and so on, how he died in prison, and so on. How Ahmed was actually slashed to just to say the Qur'an is that a creation of Allah. And you cannot do that because the creation of Allah will die. It's the word of Allah. Wallahi, he says, one man give me steadfast. One man, on the way over, he says, Ya Imam, the whole Ummah is waiting for you. The whole Ummah is waiting for you. Whatever you're going to say, we are going to believe. He says, that one single man, give me strength to hold on. Even though he was harmed, he was doing this, but there is no ruqsa on that one. In that position, he cannot take a ruqsa. You have to take it. وَلَوْ فِي إِصْلَاحِ الشُّعُوبِ If we have to, we have to. May Allah subhanahu wa give us strength. And after that, he says, وَلَرَبِّكَ فَصْبِرْ Be patient unto your Lord. Look at Luqman al-Hakim, he will do the same thing. يَا بُنَيْ We said the first thing is لَا تُشْرِكْ No shirk, no ascribing partners unto Allah. Monotheism, tawheed, oneness. Believing that nobody else will harm you. Believing that no one else will provide for you except Him. Believing that everything we do comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقم الصلاة وأمر بالمعروف وانهى عن المنكر واصبر على ما أصابك. You'll see the trend, same thing. Enjoying, establish prayer. He didn't say pray, establish, iqama. We talked about the different series. Establish prayer, enjoying good for Bariba and be patient what's going to plague you. Yes, akhi, we are going to be tested. Don't you think, alif, lam, mim, ahasib al-nas, ayyutaku, ayyakulu, amanna, wa layfiru? You think that you will not be tested? Of course you'll be tested. So hold on to your test. You just have to pass it, ya akhi. So what we have to do, my brothers and sisters, have to hold on, because Prophet Muhammad left us in charge. Left the ulama, waratha al anbiya, the scholars, and the time is running. SubhanAllah, may Allah help us to be able to get the message for today, is the seeking of the knowledge, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yarfa' darajat. You will be raised in the sight of Allah. Is it enough for you, akhi and ukhti, to be mentioned by name, even when you come to seek knowledge? The halaqat is here. Go on the website, my brothers and sisters. Every Friday night, there's a youth and a sisters halaqah. Every Saturday night, there's a family halaqah. We talked about Minhaj al-Muslim. We're taking Riyad al-Saliheen. We have a seminar on Sundays, every last Sunday of the month. And guess which seminar actually took them the most? Which one that was attended the most? It's about money. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it in our hand, not in our heart. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who listen and follow the best of it. أَقُولُ مَا تَسْمَعُونَ وَأَسْتَغْفِرُوا فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا فَيَفَوْزَ الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعد أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, Islam, very short time, but we hopefully get you to get the will to seek the knowledge. Let me give you an example that we can all relate to. The battle of the smartphones. Before you start or buying a phone, it's usually between iPhone and Samsung. And before you buy a phone, what do you do? You're going to surf the net, right? You're going to look at the reviews. You're going to ask the brothers, you know, it's marketing. The word of mouth is the strongest type of marketing tool. Yeah, it's advertising. So he asks, hey brother, what do you have? A Samsung. What do you have? An iPhone. What do you got? What's it down, man? You know, which is better? You know what? This one has a FaceTime. This one doesn't have that. You're going to miss this one, but this one's more difficult to start, but it's better. It's more technology on that one. But this one is simple. It's more friendly. And you do a research. You actually make a poll. I've seen some brothers, wallahi, on their Facebook page. They have a poll. Brothers, I'm new. I'm up for a cell phone. Okay, you vote. Do I buy a Samsung or an iPhone? And the page was like light on the 4th of July, right? Just to buy a cell phone, we do some serious homework, right? But to go to Jannah and to stay over from hellfire, yani, Allah kareem ya Shaykh, please. We don't want to do this. You understand the obligations, the pillars, is an obligation upon us to seek knowledge. Wallahi, I know you, wallahi, we don't know that, do we? It's an obligation for us to know this stuff. Before you do Hajj, it's obligation for you to know what to do with Hajj. Before you pray, it's an obligation. I'm not talking to Jews. It's an obligation, the scholars say, for you to know how to do your salah. It's an obligation to know everything about siyam. It's an obligation to know about that. But when it comes to that, we get that. So now what do? I have to speak your language. I have to speak the money, right? Because we said the lecture that was most attended was the money lecture. It was like overwhelming. We had to put more chairs. We couldn't keep it up. Because it was about money. So let's talk about money. I said, it's the land of milk and honey. It ain't anything funny. It's all about money. So every time I tell you, and I mentioned this before, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala works. He says, you know, every time you say subhanallah or dhikr or come to that, this scholars that they will teach and so what, halaqat, every step, one good deed is written, one bad deed is erased, and you raise one level in the heaven. And even the angels will spread their wings for you. The angels will spread their wings for you every time. And when you come, ya Shaykh, you understand the angels will make dua for you till you go home, not just till they come to the masjid. Oh Allah, and they come and they roam. There are there are angels that roam the earth. And as soon as they eat halaqat, they stay. And they'll mention you by name to Allah. What are they here for? Yathkurun. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam even saw the Sahaba doing that. And he says, Allah, what did you come here for? He says, this is just to make dhikr and remember Allah and seek knowledge. He says, Allah. You know what he's saying? He says, I ask you with a single word, is that what you're here for? He says, yes. He says, Allah, one time again. I ask you again, you do swear by Allah that this is what you're here for? Yes, yes. He says, Wallahi mastahdaftukum. Yeah, I'm not asking you because I don't trust you what you're saying. But I'm telling you this because I'm so happy because Jibreel alayhi salam was sent by Allah subhanahu wa jalla bi ula. He says that inna Allah yubahi bikum al malaika. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is boasting about you in front of his angels and remembering you by name, every single person that is coming. How much would you pay for that? How much would you pay with every time you say astaghfirullah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala plants a tree for you? Now you want the money? We said the tree, the trunk of the tree is made of gold and silver. Ya akhi, how much money is that, my brothers and sisters? My brothers and sisters, it's for us, wallahi, to seek knowledge. Again, forgive me for the time, but we will give you that roadmap, inshallah. Remember, seeking knowledge will go through stages. You go through stages. So the stages you're going to go through first is what? Arrogance, right? As soon as you start coming to the masjid, you know, you grow a little stubble, right? And then you put a little kufi on, and your thob becomes a little bit shorter. And you have the miswak right here instead of the pen, whatever it is, and you have the all that stuff, you know, luzum shul. Now I'm looking like a shaykh, yeah. Don't mess with me, man. So the first stage you will go through when you seek knowledge is actually that. Arrogance. I read a book. I went to this halaqa. I listened to this guy on YouTube. I know now that. Oh, don't mess with me, man. I know your stuff. Okay? Number two, when you seek knowledge, is actually ignorance. Sorry, humbleness. Humbleness, because you will be asked questions now. Because the hadith says that the ilm yuntaza, that the knowledge will be snatched. The ilm is there, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know the scholars that we talked about, they'll be dying off, no replacement. So attakhadhu ru'usan juhala, you know, because a guy looks like this and this. Oh, yeah, Sheikh, what is that? Oh my God, I'm a Sheikh. I have to know. Otherwise, it's embarrassing. I have to tell him. Ya akhi, wallahi, I run away from fatwa. Wallahi, up till now, this person of Allah still asks his mashayikh. I don't know, ya Shaykh. Wallahi, I don't know. So ask somebody else. May Allah help you, inshallah. So now, because the ummah is full of muftis, right? We are full of muftis. Ya Shaykh, I have a new Muslim come into the office, and everybody's telling everything. Listen, you have to change your name. Allahu Akbar. And you have to have circumcision. Ya hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Ya ammi, we have to stay up for whatever. You have to make up what you missed. You have to go out with 40 days. You have to do any of this stuff. Knowledge, no knowledge. The brothers, wallahi, some of the brothers left Islam because of what they told him. Ya Shaykh, knowledge, please, don't give fatwa. Take it easy on yourself. So the second thing you will go is what? It will be that humbleness, because you'll be asked questions you don't know now, you know, oh, I don't know. Number three is ignorance, because now the more you know, you will not know. Now, how to give what you learned? Ibn Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi, he gave you three, the other three. He says, Alif, thumma arif, thumma kallif. It takes 2 days to explain this. Alif, thumma arif, thumma kalif. Please, which means, Alif al-qulub. Reconcile the hearts. Don't let people hate you. At least smile, ya Shaykh. You remember? And I mentioned this before, this was an official complaint because I smiled. And if you know, I think I'm joking, it's not. It's an official complaint about this person of Allah because I smile. I'm not supposed to, because apparently every imam has to have the 111, and everybody's going to hellfire, by the way, and everything is haram. That's it. That's what they expect from the imam. May Allah help us all, wallahi. Now, what happens is now, he said the first thing of da'wah, when you have this knowledge, after the three steps, you have to have another three steps. His alif, first reconcile, let people like you at least. Smile, ask him, how you doing, akhi, humble yourself, and so on and so forth. So alif, then kallif, then arif, then educate. Then kallim. After you educate, you obligate. Don't tell me haram first. How do you know? I don't know. I don't know that. And that's why I asked everybody here to please deal with everybody as a mu'allaf of qulubuhum. Please deal with everybody here as a new Muslim. There are reconciled. We don't know. Wallahi, we did not know. It's only by the blessing of Allah that we're here. It's only by the blessing of Allah that we have knowledge. By Allah, some of the mashayikh now are telling me, we're talking about the people that are going to the scholars. They're in the school to talk about Islam. These are the students. They're learning Islam in Medina and so on. The scholars will tell us that the person is coming to seek knowledge. He says, "Ya Sheikh, do I have to make wudu for nafila?" These are students of knowledge. We don't know, ya akhi. Wallahi, we don't know. We have to come back to the knowledge. The scholar was actually thought that he was kidding. He was kidding. But he says, no, what are you laughing for? I'm not kidding. Do I have to make wudu with a nafila? You know, all that time he's making nafila, anything, the sunan, no obligation with no wudu. And this is the person that's seeking knowledge. You get the thing from the scholars. The people will come up and say, "Ya Sheikh, does the woman also have to make ghusl after having the intimate relation with her husband?" Some people think it's only the man that makes the ghusl. Can you imagine? Wallahi, we have so much. So please come. Come Friday nights. Come Saturday nights. Come on Sunday, Sheikh Abdullah Habidullah, may Allah bring him back. Sheikh Abdullah Adris. Tuesday nights, Gabda Tafsir. Go on the website. Go to anything. It doesn't have to be Islam. Just seek knowledge. Do something. Learn about your path to Allah subhanahu wa jalla bi ula. Inshallah, we'll have one more because we don't have enough time to cover the whole thing. I ask Allah subhanahu wa jalla bi ula to give us knowledge and to make it a plea for us, not against us. And raise our ranks, ya Allah, in your sight. And make us among those masha'een to dhulam. Run to you and run to you and come back always to the masajid where the hub of iman and ilm to learn our way to you, ya Allah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us all. Have mercy upon us all. Give us taqwa as an order for that. That's the key for knowledge, by the way. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهُ. If you have taqwa, Allah will give you knowledge. May Allah make us among the muttaqeen. Ameen. وَأَخْنَوَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَصَلَّى عَلَيْهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَالتَّابِعِينَ. يا ربنا لك الحمد كما يجري لي وجب عليك سلطانك. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الاولين وفي الاخرين وفي الملاعبين. اللهم انصر الاسلام وعز المسلمين وعلي بحبك طلبه الحق والدين واذل الشرك والمشركين اعداءك اعداء الدين. اوقع الكافرين في الكافرين واوقع الظالمين في الظالمين واخرجنا من بينهم سالمين. اللهم احفظنا بالاسلام قائمين واحفظنا بالاسلام قاعدين واحفظنا بالاسلام راقدين ولا تشمت بنا الاعداء ولا حاسدين. اللهم احفظنا من بين ايدينا ومن خلفنا وعن ايماننا وعن شمائلنا وفوقنا ونعوذ بعظمتك ان نغتال من تحتنا. أقول ما تسمعون فما كان فيه من صواب من الرحمن وكان فيه من خطب من سيان فمني ومن الشيطان والله ورسوله من وراء وأعوذ بالله من كل شيء وأنساه وأقم الصلاة.